Good morning. It's Tuesday, 19th of January. Our first reading for the day is Genesis 32 and 33. I'm reading to you from Brother Harry Whittaker once again. Brother Harry describes Jacob's wrestling with the angel and then writes this. It was then a Jacob only too well aware of his own weakness, who fell back on the only personal resource remaining to him, the power of his own pleading. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. If frequent usage in other scriptures is to be followed, Jacob was seeking first of all the forgiveness of his chronic sin of self-reliance. Psalm 24 interprets in this way. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, even righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek thee, that seek thy face, Peniel, O God of Jacob. The angel's response was remarkable and unexpected. What is thy name? The question was designed to direct Jacob's attention to the fact that from now on he was to be a different man, a new man, both in name and character. Thy name shall be no more called Jacob, but Israel. This was by anticipation, for the actual change of name came later in chapter 35. Jacob received his blessing. In this time of deep anxiety, the blessing of Abraham was renewed to him. With a sigh of relief and thanks, Jacob let go his hold on one he would fain have with him forever. I have seen God face to face, and my life is delivered. It is the same word which he had used in his prayer for help. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother. The angel had cried, Let me go, for the day breaketh. But Jacob hung on, and the day came, and he was able to look face to face on the one with whom he wrestled. So the angel now became a protecting, reassuring angel of light, bringing blessing. It is the pure in heart who see God. Such now was Israel, purged of his old self, reckoned one of God's chosen. Left alone, he moved only with difficulty, halting on his thigh. Struggle with Esau was now out of the question, but what did he care? Had he not now greater resources than Esau could ever muster? And as he lifted up his eyes and looked, behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. The new faith of Jacob Israel is written in the psalm. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Is this an allusion to Jacob's lameness? He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The sun shall not smite thee by day. The sun rose up upon Peniel. Nor the moon by night. His wrestling. He shall preserve thy soul. These were the very words of Jacob. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. His return to the land. From this time forth, and even for evermore. The angel of the Lord vanished, and Jacob was alone. But now he knew for sure that he was not alone. The promise of God was altogether dependable. About him, unseen, the ministering spirits of God encamped to aid, succour, and control, as circumstance might require. Perhaps we might conclude by thinking once again about Psalm 34, which we looked at on Sunday. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Thank you for listening.